then. Why? Because I hear this conversation going on.
Yeah, it's the TV. It's always the TV. This TV's always on. Okay, so you talked to him this morning?
So I talked to him around, it was around 3 o'clock.
Okay.
And his general attitude was, you know, as long as you have a job that you're going to, I want you to be happy, so whatever you want to do.
So he wasn't suspicious?
And of course he was suspicious.
He was?
You know, he asked me point blank if I, you know, had a thing with
him. He asked you point blank? No, he didn't.
Yes, he did.
What did he say?
He said, did you have an affair with him?
He said, did you have an affair with the president? You're kidding.
Not the P, but with him. I mean, obviously that's what he meant. He just didn't say the name.
Really?
And I said, no. And then I said, but to tell you the truth, if I had, I would say no still.
You said that?
Uh-huh.
And what did he say?
Nothing.
So I wonder if he wonders.
I'm sure he wonders. I'm sure he
wonders. Did you tell him he was helping you?
Mm-hmm.
Did he question that?
No.
See, that was the part I thought he would question.
No. Because I did it really, it came out fine. It was, you know, hold on. Oh my God. Okay. I told that, you know, see, I knew this would work with him. I knew that bringing in just the whole idea that, like, I had conversations with him. Do you know what I mean?
Really?
Just that whole idea makes everything almost okay.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, this is like, you know, he's like a normal person.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, we're jaded. We're very jaded.
So having a conversation with the big creep is no big deal to us.
Right.
But it is to him, yeah.
You know, so he was very cool. So, you know, I explained, I said, you know, this, that. So I said, you know, that's what happened. I was really upset in general. I called you when I went out this morning, and I came home, and I was so upset, Linda.
Why?
I was so angry, and I was disgusted, like nauseous.
About?
About what's happened. Like, the fact that I'm not going back there. Just nauseous about it.
I know, I keep going back and forth,
you know,
with the same thing.
But they were never going to do it, you know? So, because look, the truth is that Podesta had 3 weeks, and there was still nothing. All they had to do was create something.
Or at least give you an update.
Right, you know?
It looks like this, or it looks like that, but you got nothing.
Nothing. You know.
Which, you know, then I wonder if you had pushed, would that have ever come to anything? But I don't know.
I don't think so. I don't think so. You know.
Well, I have such mixed feelings about the whole thing.
I mean, don't you think the telling part of it was how quickly there was movement on this?
As soon as you said New York.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's without a doubt easier for them to do this. Do I think it was impossible the other way? No, I just don't know. I don't know whether I trust them to do what they say they were going to do.
No. And my dad said anyway, he said, do you really want to go back there with everything that's going on, you know? He's like, you don't want to get dragged into that? I'm like, nope.
Yeah, well, that's...
You know? Oh, my God. My dad would tell me the talk shows out there.
Yeah.
They're like, they call it Willie Gate. Oh, no.
You're kidding.
No.
So you told them this was imminent?
I mean, it's left, you know, the whole thing is everything is contingent upon he's fine with everything as long as I get a job. Do I know for 100% sure that I'm going to get a job? No.
You told them
that.
Okay, good.
So these are the things that are good about what happened. I brought him into this situation early enough so that he feels he's a part of it now.
Right.
Okay. That was, and I made a point of saying that. He was shocked. Like, this is so weird. I mean, maybe he has changed. I don't know. He was shocked and was upset that I was so upset and nervous to talk to him about this.
Really?
Uh-huh. You know. So, it's just kind of one of those things where it's like, you know, it was a combination of... know.
Right. Well, at least this way, I think it's acceptable in his mind. I have to tell you, I think he probably does suspect.
Yeah, but I think he asked because it was like, of course he was going to ask.
I don't think he expected you to say yes.
Exactly.
But by the same token, I'll bet when he sits down with the, whatever her name is, yeah, they'll come to that conclusion.
I'm sure. But, you know...
You know, that's your business, too.
Mm-hmm.
It's not anything you have to admit to your father.
Right. So, I think in general, I think, honestly, the thing that helped, something that helped, too, is the fact that they had seen, you know, they had seen him staring at me.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So that kind of reinforces it.
When was that, anyway?
That was June of last year.
It was a year ago?
Oh, way over a year ago.
You're kidding.
No.
Oh, God. Was that when you wore the Navy dress?
No.
Oh, I remember a radio address with a
Navy. No, that was when I went alone.
Oh.
This one, I don't think you've seen this picture. It's such a horrible picture.
What?
I'm wearing that light, remember that light pink suit I showed you?
Yes.
That's what I was wearing.
Oh, that's beautiful, though. Who?
The creep.
Why?
He has a plastic look on his face. It looks like we're standing with a cardboard cutout in there.
It's probably because he's saying.
No, he's got that cardboard look that I've seen him do in 1,000 pictures.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, I never did see that picture.
Mm.
Not one you want to frame, huh?
No. The one I have framed is really the only one I wanted framed.
That one was nice.
Yeah.
When was that? I don't even remember.
That was the radio address in February.
This past?
Uh-huh.
I don't remember even how that came about, tell you the truth. I just remember the picture.
Oh, that was the one...
But that was the Navy dress that we liked, right?
Right.
Yeah.
So that went well.
Good.
And, you know...
That's a big load off your mind. Now all they have to do is come through.
Yep.
When does he get back? Tonight? Tomorrow?
So I think early tomorrow morning.
So he'll probably see that Monday.
Hopefully.
And is he in town for a length of time after that?
I don't know. He's in town. This is sort of all I know, the bits and pieces of what I know, okay?
Oh.
Now, the next week, I think he's around this week. The next weekend is her birthday. Then Monday, they go to Chicago, both of them. And I think he comes home, and she stays in Chicago. And then, like, Friday, she goes to Ireland, and then is away in England for the weekend. But he goes to Miami on that Friday. So...
Well, he's got to be there to make this happen.
No, he doesn't.
Why, you think he'll do it by phone call?
I think he's going to, don't you think he's going to kind of hand it off to, I have a feeling he's going to give it to Erskine. I wish he'd do with Vernon.
Well, I thought he said he was going to do it to Vernon.
He did, but, you know.
Well, I think when he sees this list and sees your, I think he would have handed it to Erskine for sure if you had said.
The UN.
Hey, I want to go to the UN.
Right.
Then I think that's who would have gotten it. But I think. You were pretty clear in that note you couriered over there, whatever you did, and when he gets it, I think he's going to get out of this anything but the UN.
Mm-hmm.
So, that's all right. I think he trusts that guy as much as he trusts anybody.
Yeah.
So, and we're just not informed enough to know how many... He's just got fingers in a million pies.
We'll see what happens. You know, it's now time to...
Yeah, well, they're going to do something because they'd clearly find this to be the acceptable answer.
Unless he thought it was going to be the UN, but I didn't say the UN, and I talked about other things. And... he'll get the note and see it's not going to be the UN and realize, you know. And my dad even said to me, he said, well, you know, if they don't start showing progress, he said, you know, you need to put a little pressure on them.
Your father said
uh-huh.
that? I wonder how he assumes you would have any leverage for pressure.
Well, in the sense of, which is true, which is, you know, to kind of say, I mean, he obviously doesn't know the history of everything, but so his, you know, this sort of thing of, and it is true, had I been a different kind of person, even with what happened, the version I gave my dad, had I been a different kind of person, this would not have been good for you. Would not have been political expediency to send me to the Pentagon.
Right.
You know?
I still can't believe Evelyn admitted that to your mother. That just shows what odd people they are. I mean, I don't know what I would have said, but that wouldn't have been it.
Yeah. I would have pretended I didn't know who she was.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, she was the deputy chief of staff at the time. How likely is it that she could be safe in saying, oh, I'm sorry, I don't remember. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. I haven't seen her in years. Remember, when I knew her, she was a secretary.
So, I hate him too, you know.
No, you don't.
I do sometimes. I hate him so much.
Why?
If you think about it, it's like, okay, there they are. I saw this footage of them. You know, they arrived in
the Andes.
Yeah, you know, and it's like going to spend the night in a bar, whatever it is, and retreat and going to golf and go do and
mm-hmm.
go here and go do this. I'm like, you know what?
Well, the sad part about it is, you know, we know he has this lifestyle, fine. But the unfair part of it is that you've been punished severely. And that's the hard part. If you had been treated like this would be a whole lot easier to take. They're sort of finding it acceptable to get you out of the area. It's selfish on his part, let's face it.
Mm-hmm.
Too damned scary for him.
You know, I'm not afraid to remind him how we got to this point, you know? I mean, the thing, you know what I didn't get out of him, which really bothered me, that I wanted to, you know, put him against the wall in a sense in saying to him, how come you never got mad at any of these people who were supposed to do something?
To help you.
Right. How come he never got mad at them? How come he never demanded an explanation?
I don't think he can answer that.
But he should at least have to answer it to himself.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. So I bought this really neat thing today.
What?
I stopped at this antique store in McLean, and it's really for my mom because it goes with her furniture, not mine.
What is it?
It's this little French wood end table.
Oh.
It's gorgeous. I mean, it's absolutely gorgeous.
Oh.
Yeah, and it's a tiny little thing, and it's got four drawers.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
How much?
It was $185 with 50% off, so it was like $90.
You're kidding.
No.
That's not bad.
No, not at all. I mean, you probably could have gotten a better price at an auction.
I don't know.
Is it tall? What?
Tall?
End
table height?
It's end table height. It's very small. It's probably about a foot wide.
Mm-hmm.
But it's got, you know how the French wood, they do the dark and light,
yeah.
The light inlays,
yeah.
They're called?
Mm-hmm.
So it's got that. It's beautiful.
Now, you should save that for an occasion for her.
Well, I can't save it somewhere, you know.
When's her birthday?
It's not until April.
Oh. Hanukkah.
Well, I can't. Where am I supposed to save it?
I don't know.
You know.
Your closet.
So
what are you doing tonight?
On a stupid party.
How is that party?
Oh, it's fine. It was fine.
Did it go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I know.
So whose party tonight?
That's just, this is like a really smart thing for me to be doing, let me tell you.
What?
Like a party that's being hosted by this guy who works in communications.
Oh. Who?
Kevin Moran.
Are you going with Ashley?
Mm-hmm. It's just stupid, because I'm just going to leave being really depressed.
Talk to the guy. Maybe he has an opening.
Nah. I couldn't get through anything. Are you kidding?
Well, you know, even I keep going back in this sort of roundabout way to the point that even if you did get in, Nancy would always be
mm-hmm.
there. And there's no getting around that.
True.
I think Nancy knows.
I don't think she knows.
Oh, she's savvy.
She can assume.
Yeah.
But it's like all things, you know, you can assume, you know, that you can assume to the nth degree, but you don't know unless you see.
Yeah, true.
I don't know. So what are you doing tonight?
I've been doing a little painting, and I worked outside today, and just normal maintenance that I haven't had time to do because I haven't been home. So, I've got a lot to do. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Good.
So
proud of you.
Blah, blah, blah.
It's
so
true.
Except next week, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I'll be away. Not this week, next week. So.
Well, you know, most of the hotels you'll be in probably have a gym.
I won't be in, no, I won't. That'll be when I go up to my mother's.
Oh. Where are you going next week?
That's when, over Halloween is what I'm talking about.
Oh, when you go to Halloween?
Yeah.
Well, 4 days, you'll be okay.
Yeah.
You're going to go to Norma's, aren't you?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I have to get in touch with her.
Okay.
Yep, I'm going to go. So, but you know what, Monica, don't make yourself nuts with getting angry again and all that.
I know, I'm trying not to.
Because it's futile. He is doing the best thing he knows how to do. Does it seem unfair? Yes, of course it does.
Mm.
But the proof will be in what he gets for you.
What's the saying? The proof's in the pudding?
Yeah.
I know. I mean, we'll just wait and see. What I really want to do, I'll tell you honestly, I am way fed up with Betty. I am like, I could never speak to her again and be fine with that.
I know.
And I'm hoping that I won't have to. You know, I'm just going to trust that she's going to remember to give it to him on Monday. And if she doesn't, then he's got to remember to ask for it. You know?
Good.
So, because I don't know. And it's up to him to pick up the phone and call me.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know?
I hope it's not in the middle of the night.
I'm sure it will be. Why call me at a decent hour?
If only he'll call at a decent hour and say, I have some options. Why don't you come over tomorrow? Or something like that.
Yeah, that'd be nice, but I think that's a fat chance.
The other thing is, you know, we haven't gotten to that point yet, but are you expected to interview for these jobs?
No, I hadn't thought about that.
I mean, when my understanding with this is he is going to secure you a job.
Uh-huh.
Sort of like somebody's going to tell somebody, and you're going to be told when to show up.
Yeah, that's what I'd like, you know.
That.
I have to say, it was not the most reassuring thing when he said to me, you know, when I asked him to look me in the eye and tell me he was going to do this, and his answer was not, yes, I will do it. It was, I will do the best I can. You know?
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah. So, well, you know, I might as well stop talking about it because there's nothing, you know,
mm-hmm.
It's out of my hands right now, or for right now. You know, I did what I was supposed to do. I think I did an adequate job with it.
You did. I just don't want, you know, I guess I'm gun-shy, but I don't want the 1st of November to roll around and nothing be talked about.
Well, obviously, okay, look, obviously, you know me, Linda. Do you really think I'm going to let it get to that?
No.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I'm talking like, I'd like him to get this. I'd like him to have time to talk to him. I'd like to see what he's going to do with this, you know?
See, and he has no fear in this because there will be nothing linking him to it, especially if it's not at the UN.
Right.
You know? I mean, it would take someone like, what's his name, to say, oh, yeah, he asked me to do it.
Right.
Which won't happen.
Right.
So he's totally safe. There's no cost factor here where bringing you back over there was. Cleo, go lie down. Go lie down. Go ahead. Go lie down.
Good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Good. I had a part-time job when I was in school. Mark, oh my God.
Yeah. I only saw one note. It said Monica.
No,
call Monica.
I know, but I think like I called you the third time because I was nervous before I called my dad. I wanted to.
Oh, okay.
Well, yeah, but I mean, you know, you could have not been there. If he had not been there, it would have just been the answering machine, right?
I was over there trying to figure out how to use a leaf blower, and I decided it was too complicated. I'd go with the old rake. Afraid I'd break it or something, so.
I don't know. The idea of the leaf blower, it's like, you blow, don't they just move somewhere else?
I know. I don't quite get it either. So, and there's so many of them. Oh, my God, they're everywhere.